This podcast is brought to you by BMG, South Africa's finest source of quality engineering components and expertise. Friday, August 21st, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Jonathan Faree. Making headlines today. BHP Billiton CEO Marius Klopers reported this week that iron ore pricing is heading towards greater transparency. Klopers told journalists in Johannesburg that steel pricing dynamics had changed towards shorter contracts. In the past, many products, including oil, copper, aluminium, and nickel, were sold on a benchmark pricing basis. But over time, the processing step downstream elements, such as oil refining and steel making, tended to become a cost-plus business in which the raw materials plus the conversion margins basically set the price. He added that the steel market evolution will determine the price of the iron ore in future. JSE-listed diversified miner Exxaro has cut 1 billion rand off its planned 3 billion rand 2009 capital expenditure program to take the total anticipated capex for the year to 2 billion rand. The company, which increased revenue by 23% to 7.1 billion rand in the half year to June 30th, 2009, has also secured a 4.5 billion rand 3-year bridging facility to finance its Medupi coal expansion. New Exxaro CFO Wim de Klerk said that while Exxaro had been given guidance that it would spend 3 billion rand this year, it decided to reduce it to 2 billion rand in light of the poor economic conditions. Also making headlines, Rio Tinto earnings drop by 65% as metal prices decline. Mongolia lawmakers seek a metals windfall tax repeal. DRD Gold growing lower risk surface footprints as output falls. And Transnet allocates its manganese export capacity. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit miningweekly.com.